It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 10th of January. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, a couple of recalls to talk about. BMW want 14,000 of their EVs back to update the software, which could cause the traction battery to stop working. iXs, i4s, and i7s. That's an embarrassing fault with the high voltage battery. Volkswagen ID4s made in America. About 1,000 of those rolled off the line with the wiring loom incorrect around the 12 volt battery. That could cause some wear on the steering column and rubbing, which they would like back to fix, please. No issue there, 12-volt battery, but still you don't want your cables rubbing and wearing. Now into the news, and Peugeot has added 5 new electric cars to their existing model lineup by 2025, and then after the middle of the decade, what they call BEV-native, or BEV-native cars. So new technology coming. At the minute, a lot of what is in the locker, that technology is 51 kilowatt hour battery and about 156 brake horsepower motors. But if you need more than 250 miles of range in a car like the Peugeot E308, then they have some new technology coming. But it's a couple of years away. Now, we already got electric versions with the E208, the E208, and other cars like the E308, which is coming, I think, soon. I think it's spring. Also, the Peugeot E-Rifter. Electric versions added to that of the 3008 and the 5008. They are crossovers, and those cars really are mainstream family haulers. And again, up against things like the Kona and the Niro, the Volkswagen ID4, if Peugeot can come in with good pricing on those, I think they'll sell hopefully a decent number of them, because they're very popular family cars. Mazda managing to make the MX-30 even worse than it already is with 100 miles of official EPA range. They've said, you know what, we've got an idea. Let's take out some of the battery and make room for, wait for it, an engine. Because Mazda have this rotary engine technology that they don't know what to do with. So they thought, let's put it in an electric car. So they're taking their really terrible MX-30, which has a 35 kilowatt hour battery, and like I say, 100 miles of range on a good day. So wait till it's cold and you're going uphill. And then adding a fuel tank and an engine, which they say makes it a plug-in hybrid. So that almost seems like a backward step to me. Or they've invented the BMW i3 8 years ago. Well done, Mazda. Not even on sale in the US, but it'll go on sale in Europe sometime this year. If you want to stop at a petrol station all of the time, I guess maybe that's the car for you. Huh? Mazda? You could have made the car better, but you made it worse by making it burn things. Wonderful. Series or serial hybrid, in other words, it's not in a kind of parallel configuration that the engine can't drive the wheels. The engine is purely a generator, which I suppose it's interesting, maybe, and that just generates electricity, and that charges the battery, and the battery goes to a motor and the motor moves the wheels. Now let's talk a little bit about Ford and SK. Looks like they might call time on a Turkish gigafactory that was due to be making 45 gigawatt hours of batteries every single year. I'm surprised, because Ford have an ambition of 600,000 EVs in Europe by 2026. SK, their partner in Turkey, looks like that factory may not happen, but a decision they say has not been made. The famous name in air conditioning, heat pumps, etc., Daikin, are reinventing how EVs use refrigerant in air conditioning systems. They say that a heat pump system can be 40% less effective when the temperature drops down to minus 10. They have a range of new refrigerants going into a new plant that's being built in Japan, which will lower the energy draw when EVs use their HVAC systems. Revel, the Brooklyn-based electric company Revel, are putting in new super hubs around New York, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan. Queens gets one that is 60 stalls big. That's brilliant. And a Business Insider article saying that the US will need 8 times more as many chargers as it has now to meet its goals by the end of the decade. And that's briefly.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.